You're listening to Higher Ed Social. I'm Logan.
And I'm Jackie. And this week we talked to Dave Tyler at Brockport, which is up in New York. We talked about some really cool things, but something that's a little out of season, in my opinion. We talked mostly about mascot madness, which is something that happens in March, to talk basically the same thing as, you know, March Madness. But it's something that SUNY, the New York school system, throws together. And it caused Dave to lose a little bit of sleep back in March. So we have some links to Dave's stuff that I definitely want you to check out.
We also talked a lot about the holiday season. We talked about holiday cards, and we talked about resolutions, which is great. This, of course, is the last episode of Higher Ed Social of 2014, which is not really a milestone because it's only our second episode, but, you know.
That's true. But you know what? A year from now, we're going to have a ton to talk about. So myself and Logan and Dave all named our personal and professional, well, and or professional resolutions for the upcoming year. So folks at home, go ahead, take a minute to write down or say it out loud your resolution for 2015. Maybe they line up with ours. There's a good chance that if it involves running, it did, because we talked a little about that too. So we hope you enjoy episode 2 with Dave Tyler of Higher Ed Social, the podcast.
So here we are. Ooh. Yay. So, hi, Dave.
Hi, Logan.
How's it going?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for taking some time out of the crazy holiday season to chat with us tonight.
Thank you very much for having me.
So we're excited. So I guess we should probably start out with you giving your brief introduction of your life, professionally and personally. Whatever you want to talk about.
Sure. Well, I once shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. And other than that, I'm the social and digital media manager at the College at Brockport, State University of New York, occasionally known to people as SUNY Brockport. And I'm also the publisher of LINK, the Journal of Higher Education Web Professionals.
I love LINK, as LINK's I serve great. As an editor and contributor, so I'm biased. But it's pretty cool. Check it out.
link.highedweb.org.
It's pretty fun, and anyone can contribute, right, Dave?
Anyone can contribute. If you want to pitch us with an article idea, please fire one my way. You can hit me up on Twitter at @dtyler321 or email us as well. You'll find a link on the LINK website.
Mm-hmm. You literally can write about anything, as proven by my recent article, where I use the word, I don't know if I can say it, cow poop, a more inappropriate word for that, multiple times in a scholarly article about marketing. So anything's possible. With LINK, dreams come true, for sure.
Anything is possible. It was actually a rather insightful look, if I may say so.
Thank you.
How bull feces can affect your marketing plans.
Yes. I wouldn't advise any school to ship bull feces to prospective students like Cards Against Humanity did with their consumers. But, you know, whatever works, for sure.
Definitely a unique approach.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got into higher ed?
I got into higher ed, because I was looking for work, quite honestly. I had been working in PR for an agency in town here where budgets were cut and layoffs occurred. And I had been freelancing between that for about 6 months. And I can't say I consciously decided to get into higher ed, but I saw a job opening and I went for it and landed it at Brockport, and I've loved it ever since.
And it's funny because I already knew that story, because when I was in college, I had to find people that worked in the field I was interested in And I actually interviewed Dave Tyler before I even started working in higher ed. So now it's full circle because I worked in the SUNY system for a while. Got involved in Mascot Madness, Dave's favorite SUNY event of the year.
Oh, yeah. Mascot Madness.
So close.
Yeah. Well, but Logan,
why don't you explain it? Why don't you explain what Mascot Madness is?
Dave, you can explain Mascot Madness. I think you deserve the right to go through what Mascot Madness is in your own words.
Well, let's see. For the last year was the second year SUNY's done this, but they've done a NCAA bracket style competition amongst the mascots of the 64 SUNY campuses when you count in the community colleges. As well. And so last year, against all odds, Ellsworth the Eagle, Brockport's mascot, made it to the final round, ultimately succumbing to Baxter the Bearcat from the University of Binghamton, which is a much larger school with a Division I basketball program. But we came within a couple hundred votes. I admit I'm blanking on the right amount right now of votes, but a couple
hundred votes. Not that it haunted your dreams or anything.
Not that it's haunted me in my dreams.
No.
Of winning. But one of the things that enabled that was there was a social component to the voting. So our social audiences pretty much went nuts during the contest, giving us a lot of bonus points from retweeting things, liking things. It was really kind of nuts. I mean, we had so much support that at one point SUNY was actually asking people to back off because they weren't sure if people were spamming or not.
Yeah.
And I wasn't sure if people were spamming or not, quite honestly. but it was pretty nuts and a lot of fun, and a good way to get our brand out there, in ways that we might not have otherwise. Sure, it's a little silly contest, but, definitely got our audiences motivated.
Was there a specific strategy that you guys had?
obsessed over it for three weeks.
There was a lot of not sleeping. But we also tried to be as lighthearted as we could about it in all of this. And, we made a video, sort of a kickoff video for the whole thing. Cause in the first contest, Ellsworth lost in the first round. So our theme was that we had Ellsworth, dejected and depressed and trying to launch himself on the comeback trail. And we got some great help from some of our coaches to inspire Ellsworth to get off the couch and get training again. And I'll tell you what, if I could, just make videos of Don Murray, Brockport's wrestling coach, inspiring, quote unquote, inspiring Ellsworth, I would. I have some audio that I would love to release in the world at some point. But I think Coach Murray would tear my head off.
Literally. But we will post that video on higher ed.social for sure. Because that
if
video.
If we can find it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, I'm sure we can find it. Or Dave, you can hand it over because that
YouTube.com
video.
YouTube.com/Brockport News. You'll find it.
There we go. So yeah, you'll definitely find it. That video cracked me up. I was working at GCC at the time, and I was like, this is it, like right here. I will say I threw my support at Brockport every single round because GCC made it past the first round. I was very excited for us as a community college because it was definitely tough to gather that engagement. We did not have support of awesome videos and things like that. But yeah, Dave just didn't sleep for like 3 weeks. And
we had a lot of help from all over the campus and it was really cool.
Yeah. Were you heading that, Dave? Were you just kind of like, hey, there's this thing happening and I need the support of all of you? Or did your campus latch on right away and like come up with these ideas and bring them to you? How did that work?
Well, we sat down early on in the process, a bunch of us, and particularly our sports information director was feeling some heat because of what happened in the previous year's contest. Mm-hmm. So folks from admissions, folks from PR, folks from marketing, folks from sports information all sat down and tried to map out a little bit of a strategy. And, with the support of the sports information folks, we were able to get access to a lot of coaches. Our admissions folk were great at, sort of spreading the word through their channels, and even kicking in a little bit of money to help us buy some temporary tattoos that we handed out in the union. So we kind of went at this whole hog all together to really get the ball rolling right off the bat. And by the time we were into the semifinals, it had taken on a life of its own. At that point, we almost could even ease back on the throttle and let things happen.
So you essentially went viral, the dream of all social media managers, to basically win the internet.
It was a good couple of weeks.
That's pretty amazing. See, in Tennessee, we don't have a system of schools quite that large. I mean, the closest we have, I guess, is like the Tennessee Board of Regents. It's 47 institutions. I'm looking at Wikipedia because I couldn't remember how many. It's only got like 6 universities, 13 community colleges, and 28 like colleges of applied technology. But the colleges of applied technologies and the community colleges don't necessarily have mascots. I think some of the community colleges do. I know that all of the state universities do. We don't have anything quite like the SUNY system, which, you know, the SUNY system is unlike anything I've ever seen anywhere else in the country. It is nuts. And the way you guys like work together on so many things just amazes me. Because I remember seeing a lot of your member institutions at various conferences and stuff that I looked at. And I always thought it was amazing that the schools share technology, they share common systems and everything like that, to the point that I have, it's just awesome. It's like you're all one university, but at the same time you're like, well, it reminds me a lot of like a country. Like, you have like 50 states,
we run
but
New
you're
York
all
State.
One country.
We're actually moving in that direction. Not entirely, but kind of to earn. Now students slowly can start earning a SUNY degree instead of a Brockport degree or any other specific degree. So Dave, you're probably well-versed on that, where that's moving.
Yeah, I don't have Wikipedia open in front of me, so I can't quote this exactly, but SUNY is either the first or second largest state system in terms of number of institutions and I believe students as well, when you count everything together. So there's a lot of pieces moving around, and there's been a definite push the last few years under Chancellor Zimpfer to try to make things a little more connected throughout the campuses, from Long Island to Buffalo.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I find interesting, and this is just so everyone knows, so there's 60, I have Wikipedia up, it has and of course we can
64
trust
campuses.
64 campuses, total of enrollment of 465,000 undergraduate students across and plus 1.1 million adult education students. So that's kind of nuts. There are 88,024 faculty members. And 7,660 degree and certificate programs, with a $10.7 billion with a B dollar budget. That's just crazy.
SUNY's cool. It's a cool connection to be a part of. Even like going to school in the SUNY system, all the study abroad programs are all connected. So, you know, when I went to Geneseo, I could go take a study abroad program through Brockport, and all my credits would transfer. It made it really easy. I guess we were spoiled. SUNY kids are spoiled, but it's a pretty cool network.
Yeah, and that's one way that Mascot Madness actually brings everybody together, because one of the unique things about SUNY is maybe unlike, say, other states where, you know, Wisconsin has Madison as the main campus or Texas has Austin as the main campus, there's not a, main campus, quote unquote, of SUNY. So you're looking for places to sort of bring that whole identity together. And that's one of the neat things that the Mascot Madness contest did, is it sort of, it brings everybody together in one place for a few weeks and gets everybody talking about SUNY, which, you know, doesn't happen, you know, for 11 Fridays in the fall, because the football team is, you know, the state U football team is out doing something. So, it's, you know, it's, I'll be interested to see how they adjust things this coming year. But, you know, I've been telling everybody who will listen that it's a good thing, overall, if, even if it's just a contest.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For sure. Yeah. I think secretly though, it's like the battle of the social media managers a little bit, because it kind of shows like, all right, who can really do their job well in a snap. And so Dave, I do applaud you as a social media manager, because seriously, rocked it.
Go on.
Keep talking about how great I am. It was a lot of fun to watch too. You know, I mean, then of course you have the students that want their campus to win, which is another great thing. So then they go and like hack the system and get illegal votes and things like that, which was, you know, all the Geneseo kids when I went to school there. We broke the system, but it's fine. It's totally fine. Lots of school pride there.
I think the closest thing that we have on our side is we have an in-conference as part of the OVC. We have a mascot challenge that happens during, well, right before March Madness. But it doesn't seem quite as exciting as yours.
Well, you'll have to pay attention. Pick your favorite mascot. All of them have their own bios. It's pretty adorable. And you can pick your favorite and vote every week in a bracket. So there you go. Ellsworth Eagle could use the support too. Vote. I want him to come back and win this
year. Vote Ellsworth in 2015.
We'll have to put up all your print materials too. Those are fantastic. We're going to put them all up on higher-ed.social. Don't worry, guys. Don't worry. So we haven't mentioned it yet, but this is the last podcast of 2014, even though really it's only
the second podcast of 2014.
Second or third, if you consider episode zero as a real episode or not. But I think that with the new year, you have to do the obligatory resolution thing, and then 2 months later, you have to break them. So I don't, Dave, I know this is really on the spot, so I can like let you think about it. But do you have any like 2015 resolutions, personal or professional, that you want to say out loud, that you're, so it like forces you to stick to it?
Oh, man.
You can answer to, and I'll think of one too. I haven't really thought of one. Wow.
I think I would say that professionally, at least, and I'll stick to professionally.
okay.
I think we want to work even more to engage our audiences. And one of the things that I've struggled with since I came on board at Brockport in 2009 is, how do we build our audience and how do we connect better with that audience? And I think anyone in our marketing office would tell you that, you know, reaching our alumni and our students has been a little bit of a challenge, and social has really opened up a lot of doors to that. So I want to keep doing that and keep growing our audiences and making our audiences feel more connected to the school they're either currently going to or they went to. That's the thing I really want to keep working on in a broad sense. And maybe personally, I think I can finally commit to say I'm going to try to run a marathon this year.
I really thought you would say it. And I've been like so impressed watching you like train for half marathons and like rock them out, especially running the one in the rain, because I just did that. And it was a terrible experience running 13 miles in the rain. So
well, it was only about 4 miles of that in the rain.
Oh, well, there you go. Do you have a location for your full marathon?
If everything goes well, I'm going to try to enter the Marine Corps Marathon in Washington, D.C. in October.
That's pretty awesome.
That's sweet.
Partially because I believe it's a net loss of elevation on the course.
That is a smart move.
Yeah. But it also seems very, 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 very cool. And the Marines and running down the mall. So that would be pretty cool.
That's in October, you said?
I believe so, like the 24th or something like that.
You will have to follow up in a podcast on yeah. how it's going. That's awesome. That sounds so cool. I've been like going back and forth on going back into running. For me, it's been like a lot of injuries. And so I just ran in Disney though. So I feel like I could check that off the list, ran a half down there, but trying to use it to travel. So we'll see what happens. So that might be my resolution too, is to get myself up and just say, all right, do it again.
Yeah, that's pretty much mine. I want to do a half sometime this year.
Run.
We'll see how it goes.
Oh, yeah. You've never run a half, right, Logan?
Nope. I've only run one 5K.
That's okay. You can do it.
Hey, I beat a congressman. That's what matters, right?
And that's all you could ask for.
Yeah, beating a 60-year-old man.
That's pretty interesting that you like had an opportunity to run with a congressman. Well, I don't think I can say that I've done that.
It was an interesting. It was an interesting thing because it was the Germantown. It was in Germantown. We're having the beer festival, Oktoberfest, and they have a Germantown 5K. They call it the Beer Run, B-I-E-R. And so I get up and I'm running, and you know I'm doing good, and then I see this. Older guy in front of him, and I realized, holy crap, it's our congressman. Jim Cooper's his name. So I'm running behind him, and I'm
just
like,
to publicly let everybody know who I beat.
I'm like, holy crap, he's in front of me, and I can't let him beat me. So it gave me that extra push. It was a record 5K for me. I did 9:20 something.
There you go.
It was pretty fast.
Faster than me.
I finished right before him, and I got a selfie with him after it was over. So
that is all you need.
That's all you need.
Literally
awesome.
All you need. That's great. Really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I can't think. I need to think of a new resolution because I can't pick running because this is not a running podcast, which I guess it could be.
It's whatever we make it to be because it is a conversation.
True. Higher ed and social. I will say, though, that running when there's beer at the end is much more enjoyable than running when there's not beer at the end. So,
absolutely.
That will probably be my next. Well, that's what, Dave, you and I can team up upstate New York and go run the Boilermaker.
Boilermaker is one of the most fun races you can do anywhere.
Yes, it is.
And there's free beer at the end.
Lots of it. It's hosted by Saranac Brewery, and it sells out in like 10 minutes or something insane. And it's 9 miles, but like grossly uphill. But there's beer at the end, so it doesn't matter. So maybe that's what my resolution will be. But I think on a more personally professional level, I think I'm going to try to contribute more to the professional world. So contribute more to things like Link, actually develop ideas and like become a thought leader. Because I do blog, but it's a lot about, you know, whining about my life and things, which is essentially, I think, what a blog is allowed to do. It's like my virtual diary. But I think that's going to be my resolution, is to, on a more consistent basis, basically contribute to Link, but also to other journals, et cetera, online, and stay in tune with higher ed, for sure.
One resolution for me is to keep this podcast going. So
That's
a solid one. High five. I don't know. For me, professionally, I just want to keep moving ahead. I don't know what that means yet. I obviously have my own professional goals set forth for this year that are in the performance management system, and I would like to blow them all away. And I'm well on my way on most of them, so we'll see how that goes. I guess my goal is to get an exceeds expectation maybe on my performance management review, so we'll see how that goes
there you
in
go.
May.
Well, now you said it out loud.
Yeah.
So future Logan, I hope that you heard that and that happened.
Well, I think that's what you should always strive for. I don't know. I'm one that always wants to take it to the next level, which I guess is sometimes to a fault, but, you know, kind of how it goes, I guess. So
those are good resolutions.
I think so. So, you know, what's interesting that's happening in your life lately?
Yeah, what's up, Dave? This is the social part of the higher ed social podcast.
This is the social part of the higher ed social podcast.
This is like higher ed social after dark. Because it's after dark.
Or after 22 minutes.
A lot of wrapping, a lot of present buying. Decorated the tree this weekend. A little late in doing that, but, you know, hey, finally done. I am in one of the cool things, though. I'm actually off for the next 2 weeks.
Yes.
So am I.
Real vacations. Congratulations. I feel like that never happens anymore. That's great.
Though I have to say, I did go into work this morning and check on a server and turn on my Mac Pro so I could remote desktop into it should it be necessary.
I left my work at home.
I may end up going out to campus tomorrow, but I'm not sure yet.
Nope.
Unfortunately, one of the things about social media is that it doesn't turn off for the holidays. So I'm actually doing content planning and stuff. And I do plan on doing some posts and stuff over the holidays. In conjunction with our office communications, as well as having admissions help me out with some stuff too with the class subgroups, because those obviously don't turn off. If anything, they get more active during the holidays. So that's always fun. And I want to do something fun on Christmas Day. I just haven't thought about what exactly I want to do yet.
I have a question. This is a opinion question, because I don't have to do it anymore because I don't do social media for an organization. But what is your opinion on posting things like Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, and Merry Christmas on your institution's Facebook page? I know, Logan, your answer, because you are a Catholic institution. So
Christian,
that's kind of
Christian.
I'm
University.
Sorry, Christian institution.
We're actually ecumenical, which means that we are all faiths of Christianity. So
pretty obvious answer. But Dave, as a non-religious affiliated institution, where do you stand on that? I've seen it kind of happen a little bit more now that people are crossing over that non-denominational line.
I'll tell you what, we shared our campus holiday video on several platforms, and one of them was the LinkedIn page, and I didn't look at LinkedIn for a day or so, and I came back and there was, we wished everybody happy holidays, and I came back and there was a 30 comment thread going about, whether this was a Christian holiday, and it was bunk that we were, wishing people happy holidays instead of Merry Christmas. And there was quite the back and forth between a bunch of alumni. As a state institution, I am a little wary of going too far down that road. But apparently just saying happy holidays can offend people these days. So I don't know that I'm a good person to even ask this.
Wow, that's so interesting.
Apparently there's a war on Christmas, and somehow I've become a foot soldier in it.
Gosh.
So I don't even know what to say.
Wow. And I watched your video from the university, and it definitely was not, overly religious in any way. The song that was played by the, is it like a bell choir? You guys had a bunch of students.
We have a xylophone ensemble at Brock.
Oh, so that's what it's called. It was really impressive. They didn't play any, religious or Christmas related song. It was a very winter song, and it was just your president and his wife just strolling the halls. So I don't see too many really religious things going on in that video.
Yeah, I guess if anything, we went for some of these folks, we went too far the other way. I guess I don't know. It's an interesting situation for us because our president announced he's retiring in August of 2015. So we were kind of in a position of this was going to be his last holiday card, and we've done video holiday cards for him for the last 3 years now, and we sort of needed some way to sum things up for his tenure. So we sort of settled on the way we did things. We're always very conscious of keeping things as non-denominational as we can here. And this, this year it sort of turned out to be more of a valedictory with some holiday wishes as well.
Holiday cards. We actually do a Christmas card, and actually it's one of the more fun things we get to do every year. It's just something that I enjoy because I guess we don't get the kind of blowback you guys do. Maybe that's one of the positive things about being at a university that can – in which, faith is actually part of the conversation.
My alma mater, Notre Dame, did a great thing on their Instagram account where they took pictures of all the nativity scenes around campus. I mean, when you know your audience like that and your audience has expectations, absolutely go for it.
Yeah, I am chair of the University Staff Advisory Council at Belmont, and we do a Christmas tree lighting every year. And man, we had hundreds of people show up. It was awesome. And you know, I guess that's one of the things about this holiday season is I don't know, holiday seasons are always awesome and happy and cheerful, and I don't know. I it makes me sad that, you know, people take things way too seriously. Just seriously, way too seriously.
Well, sometimes those holiday cards just become, you know, the battle of the opinions, but you overcome it.
Sometimes you just have to, people just sit back and think, hey, it's just a holiday card. Just calm down, be cheerful, be happy, you know.
See, Dave, that's all you needed to do.
Now,
that's all you need.
Now, personally, you know, I'm not a big, huge fan of Christmas music for the simple fact that it's the same 20 songs played over and over and over. Maybe it's a little different from song to song. Maybe, you know, one is, you know, Mariah Carey singing a song, and then maybe the next one is, you know, Bing Crosby singing the exact same song, but it's still the same song, and it just gets a little repetitive to me. But beyond that, you know, I enjoy listening to it while I'm walking through the mall, and that's all that matters, right?
There you go. Well, thanks again, Dave, for, you know, taking time on your vacation, no less, to hang out with us tonight.
Happy to do it.
We appreciate it, and we will hold you to your resolution. We'll stalk you as you train for your full marathon. It'll be great. We'll have, like, epic training photos on our website of you running. It's going to be great, so.
I don't know if you want to subject your audience to that.
It'll be great.
Well, hopefully at this point they've hit subscribe on
iTunes.
Yes,
we can say that now, to subscribe on iTunes.
And they've gone to our website, highered.social, which is fun and awesome. You can also subscribe on iTunes there as well if this is the first time you're listening to the podcast, which it probably may be.
And we'll have cool links to Link, our awesome journal that we talked about earlier, as well as the Ellsworth Eagle redemption video that we spoke about also, because those are fantastic pieces that you need to check out. So
actually, I'm pretty much 100% sure that we have a permanent link to Link.
In our
awesome
site. Located in the footer of our site. So go ahead down there. Check it out.
Read some awesome articles from your peers.
Well, happy 2015, Dave and Logan.
Likewise.
Ring it in well. Countdown from 10.
Bye, 2014.
It's been real.
Anyway.
Until next time.
I think we should cue the music now.
Yeah, this is where we roll the music.
So thanks, anyway, guys. thanks for joining us, and see you next week.
Enjoy your burrito.
I think someone else has that.
I mean, Dave can.
What? All right.
Dave can just say it.
See you guys later.